everybody. I'm also a first-timer, first time ever in this building. So, yeah. This is really disconcerting, you can't say. So, talking about freaky families, I have a FFF story. It's a freaky family funeral story. So, there's a lot of reoccurring themes. But I have to give you a little background initially so you can understand the freakiness of this family. I come from an extremely normal family. I grew up in the suburbs here. Mother, father, loved each other, married many, many years. I have five siblings, all of us still married to our original spouses. Nobody in rehab, nobody in trouble. Just really kind of a normal family. It was really, really a blessing. And then about 27 years ago, I met my husband of now 25 years. And that's when I learned about freaky families. So let me tell you about a freaky family. Usually they say you find someone who's a lot like you. Well, my husband is an amazing, normal, grounded guy, but the family, not so much. Okay, here's the background. His mother is a Romanian-born artist Holocaust survivor who at 88 lives in a old city firehouse in Baltimore with a little chairlift that takes her up to the top, and the entire basement is filled with huge works of art. So she's a fascinating woman who was married to my father-in-law, who has since passed away, who was a manic depressive recovering alcoholic geneticist scientist. So it was very juxtaposition from how I grew up. So there are many, many stories of interesting, freaky things in their family. But the funeral of my father-in-law was probably one of the strangest. So most of us have been to funerals. You go to the funeral, the minister, the priest, the whoever is going to get up, the rabbi, and they're going to tell about this person and tell wonderful things about them. And then they ask if anyone wants to speak. So the rabbi in this case spoke about my father-in-law, Irving, and then he said, would anyone like to speak? Well, there was my mother-in-law, wife number one, Joan, wife number two, and Leah, current wife number three. So they all raise in their hand, and they all want to get up there and speak. So first of all, my Holocaust survivor mother-in-law gets up there, and she decides to not really speak about Irving, but to start to tell her Holocaust story at his funeral. Okay, so that was kind of interesting, okay? Second comes wife number two, Joan, who gets up there and looks out at my husband and his sister and his brother and says, Josh, Daniel, Joanna, I just want you to know I will always love you like stepchildren. And that's the truth. Okay. Number three gets up there and says, looks at the casket and says, Irving, you told me you loved me like no other woman in your entire life. So that's the first three. Then, of course, my husband, who is the great, normal kind of guy, decides he's not going to speak, but his brother, who's a child psychologist, gets up there, and he's sitting up there, and he starts telling his therapy stories of his upbringing and why he is the way he is at his father's funeral. Okay. Then his sister, on marriage number three, and was an ex-professional dancer turned attorney, gets up there and proclaims that she wants to do an expression dance about her thoughts about her father. And she's up there doing this dance. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there with my husband and our daughters, who at that time were probably 8 and 6, and I'm thinking, this is the first funeral they've ever been to. And they're thinking, this is what funerals are like. So thankfully, unfortunately, they've now had some normal funerals. Unfortunately, we've lost people on our side, but they do know the difference between a freaky family and a somewhat functioning family. Thanks.